You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Our guest is a remarkable man, a very courageous leader within the Muslim American community, Dr. Zudi Jasser. He founded an organization called the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, a terrific organization which I encourage everyone to check out and support. He is the author of A Battle for the Soul of Islam, An American Muslim Patriot's Fight to Save His Faith, and he has been a driving force in a declaration of the Muslim Reform Movement, which in, an homage to Martin Luther, you posted on the door of a Wahhabi mosque in the Washington, D.C. area. It's a remarkable testament that you came away unscathed from the experience, I imagine, psychologically a little the worse for wear, but physically unharmed, thank God. But Zudi, just to remind folks of a film that you starred in, really, Islam versus Islamists, that we had the privilege of putting together a few years back to try to address this question of if there are all these moderate Muslims out there, how come we don't hear from any of them? You are among the few that we do. And one of the things that you know, just was unmistakable, though that film did not get shown on the public broadcasting system as it was supposed to, those who saw it, I think had a clear takeaway. It's probably in no small measure because it's terrifying to stand up against the so-called leadership of this faith community in the United States, that you're apostates and heretics and marked for death and all of that. Talk a little bit about your personal struggle in that respect and where you think this reform movement can be of help to people like you.
Yeah, you know, it was fascinating after 9/11. We, some of us, as I sat at home looking at who was speaking on behalf of the Muslim community, I saw the same old pathologies of the Islamist groups blaming America, talking about anti-Zionist conspiracy theories that they had and all this other nonsense. And we said, you know, listen, we need to, terrorism is a symptom. We didn't form an organization to counter terror. We formed an organization to counter political Islam, and our mission is the separation of mosque and state.
Dr. Zudi Jasser is our guest. We're talking about this real menace within Islam, namely what you call political Islam. Others have called it different things, fundamentalist Islam, extremist Islam, radical Islam, Sharia. But your challenge has been to counter it, Zudi, and what have you confronted in that regard in the United States, to say nothing of what others have elsewhere around the world?
Yeah, so, you know, those of us that are honest realize that our faith had not gone through the same enlightenment process and the separation of the domain of God from the domain of man, which the West went through in the American Revolution and all the revolutions in the West that marginalized the theocrats into their churches and universities and away from government. And really, we said this is the way to fight radical Islam, is the radical Islam is a symptom of the theocrats that are dominating and control our communities. But there was a lot of fear because not only do the Islamists attack us directly as being nominal Muslims and fake Muslims and tools of conspiracies, but the governments from abroad are also empowering the Islamists domestically. So when you take on Islamists in America, you are also taking on the Iranian regime, you're taking on the Saudi regime and the Wahhabis, you're taking on Al-Azhar in Egypt.
The Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, the Muslim Brotherhood, entire populist movement. And so there was some lack of motivation for many Muslims who are protected by the freedoms of America as a small minority here to do anything. But slowly the Arab awakening started to release some of that fear. The revolutions gave people some inspiration that we can push back against dictators. And then the scourge of radical Islam from ISIS has really been sort of a tipping point for American Muslims to say, listen, at least those of us that are non-Islamists, to say this is a disease we have to fix, or else our children will be forever conflicted between being Americans and being Muslim. And that conflict can only be defeated if we take ownership.
Zudi, can I just ask you on this point, because I think it's so central to what you're up against and frankly, criticism that you have received from people who I think, actually believe there would need to be a real fundamental reform of Islam for this kind of peaceable Islam to manifest itself. When we hear sort of alluded to, people are generally not very specific about it, but we do hear people alluding to the Islamic State ideology or the Al-Qaeda ideology. What does that mean in fact? Is that a made-up program of these radicals, as some call them, or is this something that really has been enshrined in the faith to this point? The gates of, I believe it's called Ittihad, have been closed for centuries, this sort of scholarly process of reinterpreting the faith. And what you're calling for really is a almost Lutheran kind of reformation that would build something that isn't there at the moment. Is that fair?
Yes, I would agree with most of that. I think it's important to note, however, that we love our faith. So we called this Muslim reform movement. We didn't call it Islam or Islamic reform. And the reason is we have no illusion to the fact that we are not a dominant force in the leadership of our faith community. However, you know, the reality is that we do feel that our Islam is different from their Islam, but we still feel we're adherent to the faith of God that we believe to be the message of the Prophet Muhammad. So our question as reformers is not to abandon what the Prophet did in the 7th century, but to say, what would the Prophet Muhammad do if he were alive today? And we believe that he would say that secularism and Western liberal democracy is a far preferable system than the Islamic State concept that he had led in Medina and Mecca. So the issue is how do you get to a place of reform? And we don't believe demonization of the Prophet's example is the way to do that, but rather to say that certain aspects of the Quran that applied to 623 AD do not apply today, and that ultimately we can separate those passages that are historical versus those that are applicable to all time. And that's sort of the weeds, if you will, of how we get there. And the bottom line is that you're right. The concept of the Islamic State is one promulgated by the current theology that abandoned and stopped reform, or ijtihad, which means the critical interpretation of Scripture in modern day. And when ijtihad stopped in the 13th century, the concepts of caliphate, the concept of the merger of societal law with Islamic law was all there. So it had not, but then again, globally, there was no example of a coherent separation of church or mosque and state for the societies to learn from and use as an example. So ultimately, what we want to do is take Islam, and Muslims especially, through the process in which we begin to say societies based on a legal system that's human. And that's why in our document it says we believe Sharia is man-made. It's not from God. And that obviously is heretical, but we believe that it's the truth because Sharia as a word is not even present in the Quran. It's barely, its root is present once, and that's it. So if it's such a mandate, there's a lot of laws in the Quran, but ultimately if Sharia is such a mandatory program of society, we don't think God forgot to include that in the Quran as being a mandate.
It would seem like an oversight of rather epic proportions, Sudi. Well, we have to pause for one more break. When we come back, I want to talk with you a little bit about that Mohammedan tradition and how you get around some of the thornier pieces of it, shall we say, and set the stage for a real honest conversation with both Muslims and the non-Muslim world about the kinds of reforms you're seeking. That and more with Dr. Zudi Jasser of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.